Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Message for today I've entitled, A Real Server. We find in Acts chapter 6, verse 8, these words, And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and signs among the people. Who was Stephen? He was a man who had been chosen to serve the tables for those who had need of food and nourishment. The disciples knew that their calling was to provide the word of God to the people, to preach the gospel, to be constantly working as ministers of the reality of the risen Lord and the power of the Holy Spirit in the life of that new church that was birthed at the time of the resurrection of Jesus and the filling of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. And there was a need for meeting the requirements of those who were hungry and full of great need. And that's still the case today. There's a radio program I've heard for years. I think the name of it is Unshackled, and it's the story of the Union Gospel Mission and how it has reached out to those who have great need. And they meet the need by providing food and nourishment and showers and a place where people who do not have a home can come and find a place to rest. And it was something like that Stephen was called to meet the needs of those who had great needs in their life. And in the process, he was providing also a ministry. You see, he was full of faith and he was full of power, not in his own strength, but by the power of God. And as a result, he was able to do things that were wonderful, and great signs were accomplished through him. And immediately he became a target. You know, a real server, before very long, becomes a target. People do not like people who serve and receive credit for their service. And so there was great jealousy on the part of so-called religious people who were in essence not religious at all. They were full of more of themselves than they were of the Spirit of God. But this real server by the name of Stephen, who was full of faith and power, was able to accomplish great wonders and signs among the people. And one of the greatest things that he did was to stand tall in the midst of opposition. And even as he was being stoned to death, he proclaimed the word of God, knowing that his life was certainly coming to an end very, very shortly. But he looked beyond the things of this world. And I think this is what God calls us to in our own life. Look beyond the trials and the tribulations of this world to what God has waiting for us in the world to come. Our home is not this world. Our home is in heaven. And if we are real servers of the Lord Jesus Christ, we will look beyond the trials and the tribulations that we encounter here to the wonderful, wonderful reward that God has for us. Be faithful to the end, precious warrior, and we will be together forever and ever and ever, rejoicing around the throne with the saints of God. Heavenly Father, as we think about Stephen and what he was, what he stood for, and how he died victoriously. And I pray, Lord, that we might live in such a way that when the end comes for us, that we might have that wonderful note of praise and victory in our hearts as well. Be whatever it is that ushers us from this world into eternity. Might there be praise upon our lips Praise to you, Lord, for what you do and what you're going to do throughout the ages of eternity. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Draw near to God today. Walk with him and be a blessing to those you come in contact with. This is Pastor Cecil.